Perth Stock Market Report with Kevin Johnson from Argonaut Securities.
Another solid day on the stock market. I can see, well, I'm not with him now, but I can picture Kevin Johnson would have a smile from ear to ear. Good afternoon.
I do indeed. I'm looking outside. It's blue skies. It's Christmas. I've got lots of shopping to do, I might add. And the market's just going up. It's up, well, it's up 75 points this week. It's up 33 today, 6,163. Compared to last week, the biggest day we had was up 11. It was a pretty flat week. We're really powering on with it now. So a lot of Christmas cheer around the stock market at the moment.
I would wonder, good, Kevin, 6,163, have we seen a number like that in recent history?
Well, funny you should say that. I had a look at a chart a minute ago. I've got to go back nearly 10 years to find that. And I'm talking about January 2008. And if you hear the word 2008 and you're involved with the stock market, well, that was the GFC, of course. It was August 2008. So basically, it hasn't been here for, well, we're coming up to January 2008 very soon. And so it's almost 10-year highs it's heading towards, which is very nice to see. And well, I suppose when you look at where things are at, where interest rates are at, where the economies are at, we're seeing some global growth in China and Europe, in the States, obviously some big growth coming there with a cut in corporate tax rates, which almost looks like a near certainty now. It's not too bad a little environment. So pretty soon the taxi drivers and people cutting your hair, people will be telling you share tips. But at the moment, it's under their radar and it's just grinding up nice and slow. And a lot of money being thrown at the market. You know, we've seen takeovers for Westfield. We saw A-Connex yesterday. I tell you what, the short sellers, and you know, I just
despise them. You hate them.
They're just getting torched and it's just beautiful. You know, I think one of the biggest shorted stocks a few months ago was Western Areas, a nickel producer here in WA. The company had no debt, had $140 million in the bank, was making money, building their cash up all the time. It was the most heavily shorted stock. Well, they've gone from $2 to $3.20 since then. And I was pleased to see one of my colleagues pointed to me, Dacian Gold, one of our favourite little gold stocks here at Argonaut. We floated it many years ago. We raised them a lot of money a while ago to build this new plant, which is employing a lot of Western Australians, I might add. It's trading up the last few days and it's getting higher and higher and higher. Not really much movement in the gold price. And then I'm looking at it and going, oh, yeah, I think it's the most heavily shorted stock in terms of number of days it would take to buy back their position. So I'm a bit excited about Dace in the next few days and weeks as well. So that was all good news. Market-wise, yes, the banks, probably the best one was Commonwealth Bank, up 29 today to $8.30. Westfield, top of the volume, but hardly moved in prices. It won't do now because it's nearly about to be taken over. Rio, another good day, up 90 cents. Woodside up 45. Newcrest up 31. CSL up $1.19. So spread across a number of market segments today. Speaking of highs and 10-year highs, all-time highs today for Treasury Wine Estates.
Ah, they got the contract to the Perth Stadium or the Optus Stadium to be the official supplier of wine, and that was announced a couple of weeks ago.
Well, that makes sense. There's going to be some good quality plonk down there, I've got to say. You've got Treasury Wine Estates, of course, for people that know, is the makers of Penfolds, Canung Hill, and all those wonderful brands, but also Gage Roads won the contract down there as well for the beer, so which is going to be quite exciting when that when eventually opens and we can all allow to go there. But and that bridge is built. Well, that's another story. But it's it's got some very good. There'll be some very good alcohol being served down there. And Gage Roads also hitting. I don't think that definitely not all time highs. It's been around for a long time, but certainly 2 or 3 year highs back to 9 cents at the moment. Getting a few queries from why is it up so much?
Kevin, it shows you as well with those kind of contracts, those big contracts for Optus Stadium, what that can do to a share price.
Well, it does, and it gives increased exposure. You know, 60,000 people there, they can only go and buy a Gage Road beer. And it is summertime, and there's a hell of a lot more beer sold in summertime than there is in wintertime as well, so I think that also helps. But I'm back on Treasury Wine Estates. Yes, an all-time high today. They've been up about 25% since their full-year result in August. They're getting a lot of sales into Asia at the moment. And they've also got a big business in the US, and that'll obviously get a big tax benefit from that. So they're going well. Talking about all-time highs, I heard your ratings were pretty high at the moment as well.
We're doing all right. Today. Thank you, Kevin. Yeah, thank you to you. The contributions of Kevin Johnson and the Argonaut Security Stock Market Report.
Well, that's right. I'm sure that's why everyone is tuning in. That and all the other bits. But anyway, but yeah, it was good to see. Other stocks are up today. It's talking about improving ratings. Linus, again, up another 7%, up $13 to $1.95. Sierra, here we go, EV stocks again. Sierra Graphite in Mozambique up 24 cents to 4.53. Ora Cobra, another 33 to 6.63. Saracen had a good day, up 8 to 1.65 there, powering it. Pilbara got over $1.20, finished at $1.19.5. Northern Star up 21 to $5.91, if you don't mind. Wow. Iluka up 33 to $10. Oz Minerals up 29 to $8.80. So, yeah, a lot of interest in resources. Elders doing well, up 25 to $7.76. So, good strength, like right across sectors as well as the usual suspects. The currency, it's still firm, 76.7. That'd probably be Oracle buying their Aussie dollars to pay all those shareholders in Aconex from yesterday. Euros, well, they're costing you just under $1.54, pounds just over $1.74, so they're about the same. Gold prices, as I mentioned, firmer, $1,263 US, which, when you convert it to Aussie dollars, about $16.46, which is why Northern Star and Regis and all those things are better. So another good day. Mm. It's certainly a little bit of Christmas cheer in the stock market, and long may it last.
Let's hope so. Let's power towards Christmas Day, and we'll catch up tomorrow. Good on you, Kevin.
Okay, mate. Thank